It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, which for over 30 years has been Ireland's favourite Sunday market, if not the favourite outdoor market in the whole country. And the reason it's so popular, and the reason people go back month after month, year after year, is because they have everything and anything that you could want at Fairy House Market. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, rugs, mats, bed linen, plants and shrubs, power tools, and much, much more. There's also a car boot sale section where you can either go along and sell stuff out of the boot of your car. Now, you have to register first, or you can go and buy stuff that people are selling from the boot of their car. And by the way, there's some great stuff available. So I visited Fairy House Sunday Market recently, and I found out about Elle's Heartbreakers, which is run by a lady called Laura. And she creates viral Dubai pistachio chocolates.
It's all handmade by myself. I make them every single day. And what's inside it is pistachio tahini and kunafa. So it's viral all over TikTok. So it's only really because of my daughter I started doing the Dubai chocolates, because she's been on TikTok a lot. So I got in with the trend, and now I'm keeping up with it. And from next week on, then, I'm starting the viral Dubai strawberry cups, which is melted chocolate over the kunafa pistachio filling and fresh strawberries. Without being here, then, you know, I wouldn't be as big as I am now, because my following has gone like sky high, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's boosted me as a person as well to do even bigger and better things with my business.
And that was Laura, and you can check out her stand, Elle's Heartbreakers, where she creates, as I said, Dubai pistachio chocolates. She's there every Sunday at Fairy House Sunday Market. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this message that we got from a gentleman called Jeff. And Jeff is not at all happy. I'll sell my property before renting it out to a HAP tenant again. That's what he starts his message with. He says, I love what you do on your podcast. I wonder if you've ever covered this topic. I'm a landlord, by accident, of a small two-bed house in Stonybatter. I'm a fair landlord, always charged a fair rent. But I want to talk about HAP tenants. I've had two in a row and never again. I'll put the house on the market first. First tenants were a couple with two kids. They were there for 2 years and they left the place in bits. The garden was like a dump, cigarette burns on the floors and sofa, $5,000 to make it livable again. The second tenant was even worse, a mother and her daughter. Look at the pictures that I've sent you. She got her forever home last month, and I was left with a clean-up bill of €11,000. Walls had holes in them, the banisters had to be replaced, the garden had to be relaid, one radiator was pulled off the wall, and I could go on and on and on. Never again. No more HAP. I know it's illegal, but I'll put it on the market first. Many of my friends who are landlords feel the exact same. The rules on HAP, which is housing assistance payment, are killing us. Now, the rules are, and that's from a guy called Jeff, by the way, the rules are that it is illegal now for a landlord to advertise a property for rent and say HAP tenants not welcome. That used to happen. That used to say, they used to advertise things like rent allowance not accepted. But a couple of years ago, it was made illegal for a landlord to consciously refuse to accept rent allowance, or HAP as it's known now.
Now, I have a mate who is a landlord, and has one property that he rents out and has always rented it out to Hap, because he says that you're always guaranteed the money. You obviously get the money from the government.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's a guaranteed pocket. But
in fact, I spoke to some, I remember speaking to landlords during COVID, and when people were out of work and weren't able to pay their rent, Hap tenants were guaranteed, the money was guaranteed from the local authority. So from a landlord's point of view, that was a good thing.
Okay, a lot of people got annoyed about this when we put it up on our Facebook page saying you can't tar everyone with the same brush. And you can't, okay? Let's start off by saying that you cannot tar everyone with the same brush. That mm-hmm. there are Hap tenants who will look after their property. However, there's always an however, yeah? When you look up the laws of probability on it, generally speaking, people who don't own something don't look after it the same way. And if you ask anybody, all you have to do is ask anybody who works as a chambermaid in a hotel or someone who cleans rooms in a hotel in, say, Magaluf or something like that on holidays, and the state that people leave their hotel rooms in or their apartments in when they go on holidays. Why did they do that? Because it's not theirs. There's no pride of ownership there. So I get where he's coming from.
Okay, so with his first tenant, the place was left in bits, fair bill. The second tenant left the place in such a state that it cost him 11 grand to make it livable in again. And he's basically, well, he is branding all Hap tenants in the exact same way. He believes that he's never going to take one back again because...
Yeah, but what he's saying is 100% of the Hap tenants he took on wrecked the place.
That's what he said, yeah. That's exactly what he said.
And that's a fact. So 100% of the tenants that he took on absolutely wrecked the place, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the odds are that if he got someone again, that they would do the exact same thing, yeah?
Yep.
So why... Has he not, and people are really annoyed about this, saying he doesn't have a right to do that. Of course he has a right to protect his property.
Okay, but by law he is not allowed to advertise that property to say I'm not taking a Hap tenant again because the last two destroyed the place.
In the same way, if I loan my neighbour my high-pressure washer, my Kärcher washer, if I loan that to them next week, yeah, and they gave it back to me and the hose was broken and it wasn't working properly, if they came along and asked for that again, wouldn't I be a fucking idiot to take that off them?
Or to let them have it again.
To let them have it again. Once bitten, twice shy.
Okay, well then Jeff is going to have to sell his house because he's not going to be able to advertise it as not being available for Hap tenants.
So again,
it's against the law.
So again,
do you think he should be able to advertise saying professionals only or whatever it is they used to say?
Okay, but again, by laws of average, yeah, a couple who are, say, two trainee solicitors, okay? A man and woman, two trainee solicitors, and they're trying to save up for a mortgage, and they're just renting at the moment. They're probably less likely to wreck the place.
Why?
Professionals.
Why?
Because they appreciate how expensive things are.
Okay, so do you think that a landlord like Jeff, I mean, it is difficult enough for Hap tenants to get somewhere to rent. Do you think somebody like Jeff should be able to turn around and say, no, I'm not taking Hap tenants?
And Anthony, what's Anthony going on? It's because of greedy landlords. This has nothing to do with greedy landlords. He's not a greedy landlord. Look at the photographs we put up. I'm just going to explain to you, for those who didn't see the photographs. There's one that was taken in the hallway, and it's a plug socket, and it's the expensive plug socket. You know the chrome ones, which are very expensive. Mm-hmm. Literally pulled off the wall, reefed off the wall, and a big hole on the wall beside it there. Now, I can tell you now, just looking at that damage that was done in the hall alone, I'd say about 800 quid just to get that repaired.
And the rest of it, yeah.
800 quid.
Other photographs that he sent us, and you can see some of them in the thumbnail for this podcast today, broken sinks. Floors that are warped. The place is in bits, it really is. But the question that we're asking is, should a landlord like this be able to turn around and say, I'm not taking Hap tenants anymore? They used to be able to do it. It was made illegal because they were picking and choosing, and the Hap tenants weren't able to get anywhere to stay. That was made illegal. Now they still get around it somehow. But should they be allowed to say, I am not taking a Hap tenant?
Well, let me ask you, do you believe, Adrian, do you believe that a Hap tenant is more likely to damage a property?
I think it is fair to say that somebody who doesn't own something
Don't be politically correct.
Yeah, it's fair to say that somebody who doesn't own something is more likely to have less respect for it, yeah.
If our house, so we own our house, well, we don't.
Well, you don't, the bank owns it,
yeah. If you were to come into our house today, yeah, you wouldn't see anything damaged. So when, because we don't damage stuff, you know?
And even if you do, you fix them.
Yeah. So if the kids went, they went through a stage of writing on the walls, yeah, and when they did that, we got it painted over, yeah. If something breaks down, we repair it. But our house pretty much looks the same as it did when we bought it. So why is that? Because we're pumping the money into it. It's our property. If it gets damaged, it's our fault and it's on us.
Our number is 085 825 2626. Our question to you today is, should a landlord be allowed to refuse to take HAP tenants because he had two bad experiences with them?
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
Why was that rule changed?
Because it was so difficult for HAP tenants to get somewhere to stay because landlords just didn't want to take
them. Okay, but a landlord, yeah? This is what I never understood about that. It's their property. How can you demand who...
Because there was no fairness in the system. The people who were good for the rent because they were getting housing assistance payment from the state, yeah?
Yep.
So they were good for the rent.
Like my mate, he went with HAP tenants because he was guaranteed a check from the
correct.
State.
And that's one of the advantages from a landlord's point of view. What was happening is that HAP tenants just couldn't get anywhere to stay because landlords were advertising professionals only. Or
but why were they doing that? Because
they didn't because of exactly this.
It was obviously a reputation.
Yes.
So okay, so this isn't without evidence. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it was made illegal because it was being so. It was discriminating. Not every HAP tenant is going to wreck your gaff. Okay?
No, absolutely.
The majority
not.
Are probably decent people who will look after your property. It's just the bad ones giving the rest
but
of HAP tenants
but
a bad
it's
name.
It's your property.
Yeah.
You should not be able to demand who someone gives their property to. You know, the government can't demand, yeah? When I go to sell my car, yeah, if I want to sell my car, the government can't demand who I sell it to, can they?
Our number is 085 825 2626. Bill.
Lad, some years ago, I had properties for rent and it was wrecked by some little tow rack from Crumlin. She had a couple of kids, she moved our fella in after your old Mount Joy. Absolutely wrecked the place. Then people come and look for him, baiting him and just wrecking and they're robbing the rest of the place. It took me a long time to get them out. Place was in bits, thousands it cost me. Prior to that, same problem, someone else, no respect, that like that. I advertised it last year to rent and we're on HAP. Nope, not doing HAP. Oh, I can report you to solicitors and blah, blah, blah. Let's go fucking head. Report you whoever you want. Couldn't care less. Wasn't doing it. Wasn't taking the chance. Now, don't get me wrong. Not everybody on HAP is the same. Absolutely not. 100% not. I appreciate that. But a lot are. No respect. No. Just being degenerates. You know, so I end up getting a couple in, two of them are working, have a little kid that's in creche. Best fucking tenants I've ever had. But no, would not touch HAP ever again.
Now, that message that we played a moment ago from Bill, he will never take a HAP tenant again. Exactly the same as Jeff. But again, even though in one breath, Bill, you were saying they're not all the same, you're still discriminating against them. In the same way. It's like the discrimination against travellers because of a few bad egg travellers. Unfortunately, travellers as a whole group get discriminated against because of a few bad eggs.
No,
you can say the exact same thing about HAP tenants. A few bad eggs, and they ruin it for everybody else.
Proportionately. Do you understand what that word means, proportionately?
But he even agreed that you can't brand them all the same.
No,
but I'm
not.
But I'm never taking one again. That's what he said. Barry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Barry?
Not too bad, lads. How are you getting there?
Good, thanks, Barry. What did you want to say on this?
Good. Yeah, so I suppose, well, first off, by and large, I wouldn't be a great fan of landlords. But in saying that, I wouldn't tire them all with the one brush. I know two people who have, they were fortunate enough to own a second property and rent that property out and are very fair. They have a great relationship with their tenants. I know people renting. I know people on HAP. And I think it is very unfair to tar HAP applicants with one brush. They're not all like that. I know that's been said, and I know we all kind of agree on that. I do, in a way, understand where this landlord is coming from. And I don't see him as being one of these big greedy landlords. He's a normal bloke. He just happens to have a second property that he's renting out. And you know,
he even said he's only a landlord by accident.
That's it. You know, he's not one of these big corporate vulture funds or anything like that. He's just a bloke with an extra house.
Barry, did you see the photographs that he sent us of the station?
No, and that's what I'm going to say. What happened was absolutely horrendous. And I think, you know, I can understand why he would not want to take HAP applicants after that. You know, you have two HAP applicants and both have wrecked the house. Yeah, obviously. And like you said, Jeremy, it's that case of, you know, once bitten, twice shy. But that's, you know, I suppose he obviously wouldn't rent to those same people again. But, you know, another HAP applicant might, Jesus, take perfect care of the house. It is a tough one. I understand where he's coming from. But I suppose, you know, what could be brought in as a measure to prevent things like that is that if he requires character references, now I know that's not a foolproof plan, but it's an extra step of protection for him. And then if people on HAP come in and they wreck an apartment or a house or whatever, and there's significant cost incurred then by the landlord, then HAP should be discontinued for them. If they don't respect the property, then that's it. They shouldn't get HAP.
But in this case, in the most recent case with this guy, Jeff, they were a mother and a daughter. And he said she got her forever home last month. So she's now being housed by the council in a council house. So she doesn't need HAP anymore. She's now got her forever home. So, in what way can she be punished?
In that case, I suppose that he should be able to, you know, those charges without him having to spend a fortune in court. She should incur those charges. And whether that means her paying up front or that coming out of her, you know, if she's on social welfare, if she's earning a wage, whatever. Coming out of that and going back to him to cover that cost, it's not going to come all at once if it's done that way, but he should not be liable for the cost of damages caused by his tenant.
But what annoyed me, Barry, was the amount of people commenting under the photographs that we put up. So the first photograph is a socket reefed off a wall. And the second photograph is a door handle into the living room actually pulled off the wood. And there was gobshites commented on it saying that's just wear and tear. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely not wear and tear. I still live in my home house and I've been living in it 23 years. We've had wear and tear over there. We've never had anything like that.
That's animals.
It's complete and utter. It's vandalism is what it is. It's complete and utter vandalism. And see, I suppose in our house, we wouldn't do that because, you know, my folks paid the mortgage on the house.
Yeah. And that's the point, though. That's exactly what I was about to say. There is this belief that if you own something or you're paying a hefty mortgage on it, you will have much more respect for it and you will look after it.
So when I rent a car on holidays, I drive the bollocks out of the thing. But I wouldn't do that with my own car because I know that I'd have to replace the engine. Nobody drives a rental car the same as they drive their own car. They don't.
That's very true, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Barry. This law was brought in a couple of years ago to stop discrimination against HAP tenants, where landlords were just willy-nilly deciding, no, not taking a... Like this guy, Jeff, not taking a HAP tenant ever again. They are now not allowed to... Now, in a lot of cases, they still don't take HAP tenants, but they're not allowed to advertise that they don't take HAP tenants. So, you know, they get around it in other ways. Do you think a landlord should be able to say, no, you're in receipt of HAP, I'm not taking you?
I don't think so. I do think it is, you know, generalising a great deal. Like, I mean, I know a lad now, this is anecdotal, it's my, you know, it's a fella I know, so you take it, you know, with a pinch of salt or whatever, but I know a fella, he works a good hard job, a state job, and will likely be applying for HAP for housing and that. Works in the healthcare service because he can't with his own wage he can't afford to live by himself and so he's entitled to HAP and you know he's a good person he's very respectful.
Okay, no, in other words, what you're saying is that he doesn't fall into that stereotype. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And I think you know for him.
Okay,
so you don't believe
the landlord should be able to just point blank refuse to accept somebody who's on HAP.
I really don't think so, no, because I understand where that would come from, but at the same time, you're leaving a lot of people who are good people who take care of your property out.
So it's unfair to discriminate against them based on some bad experiences that people have had. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, lads, how's things?
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
Look, he's probably don't know a lot by me, but we as a family business, we rent out property all around the country, different parts of the country and so on. So there's some in Dublin, some in Cavan, some in Meath, and then here at the moment in Leitrim. And we'll just have to get a few there in Longford. But the thing about it is, a lot of people see landlords as made of money. And in some cases they are, and in some cases they're not. But the thing about it is, there's a lot of questions to be asked for that landlord that we're on the show about today. How did the last family get the house? How did the last family see the house when they first came in? And you're only seeing kind of, I'm not trying to be on both sides, I'm trying to be on both sides, but I'm not at the same time. The radiators on the wall, the whole lot, like, were these flagged beforehand that maybe it was coming off the wall, that maybe this was that, and that the landlord said, yeah, I'll get to it down in a month or two. Do you know, you can't just throw a picture up and say, you know, this is, look at this, look at this, look at that. You know?
Okay, now I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how often the landlord visited the property, if ever. But what he says was, and he sent us a load of pictures. We have the pictorial proof of what happened to his property, and in fact, it's the thumbnail on today's podcast. They wrecked the place. They absolutely wrecked the place. 11 grand's worth of damage, and he feels hard done by because it's the second time that a HAP tenant has wrecked the place. This time is worse than the last, though.
Look, my heart goes out to him because that's horrible. What they've done, there's absolutely no care whatsoever.
How do you prevent that? And I know you're asking how did they come into the apartment in the first place, blah, 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 blah. He obviously took them in. He thought they were decent people, thought they would look after his property. And they didn't. They absolutely destroyed it with the argument, wear and tear, wear and tear.
Well, it's not wear and tear. Like, we're here at the moment finishing off property that our tenants only have to move them out of. Wear and tear is maybe, you know, a bit of a floor, maybe move with a bit of with the stools, maybe a toilet seat broken here and there. That's not wear and tear. That's pure vandalism. However, I'd have to question, how many times has he actually set foot in that property from the start of the agreement for the rent to the end of the agreement?
What are the rules on that, by the way? Your landlord just can't knock on the door and
you have to give them prior notice.
Yeah, you have to let them know, I'll be there on Saturday morning to have a look.
I know my mate is a landlord, never, well, I don't know if it's changed now, but he never ever used to go and check in the house.
Because in a lot of cases you think you have trustworthy tenants, would that be right?
I know, but after the first one, sure, you have to kind of be a bit cautious. You know, you're putting out one hand once and then you're putting out the second hand getting the same bite.
Everybody's saying, and we're about to talk to someone who's on HAP in a moment, but everybody's saying, you know, you can't tar with the one brush.
You can't.
But my answer to that would be, if you've had one bad experience, you do tar with the one brush. Say, for instance, yeah, there's a certain city. I went to Barcelona a few years ago. Always wanted to go to Barcelona, yeah? And on the trip in Barcelona, I got pickpocketed on that trip. Mm-hmm. And I will never go back to Barcelona again. Now, A, what's the chance of me being pickpocketed again? I don't know, slim. B, is everybody that lives in Barcelona a pickpocket? Obviously not. But because I had a bad experience in Barcelona, I associate that with pickpockets now, and I won't go back there. So all it takes is one experience for you to discriminate.
Okay, Darren's argument here is that he was bitten once by the first HAP tenant, and then he obviously didn't bother his arse going around to the property when the second tenant was there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have seen the damage being caused gradually over a period of time. Let me ask you, Darren, do you house HAP tenants?
Oh, we do, yeah. And you know what? We've had one or two bad experiences, but we're builders by trade as well. So we have our own repair team and so on going on. But most of them, I'd say a good 85% of them are absolutely the most down-to-earth people you could find. You know, they're not... You're only going to get a small percentage of people that's like that. And unfortunately, some people are unlucky enough to get a whole percentage, you know, off the ones that just actually have no care and so on. But I think what this landlord was doing was more or less reaping in the money, kind of saying, yeah, I'll get to it and so on, not really caring about it until he had to look at the end of it. You know, if there was regular inspections, he could see these problems arising, he could say it to him. But like, it's too late when the horse has gone out or trying to shut it, you know?
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for one second, Darren, if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Amanda.
Hey guys, Amanda here. It's weird hearing what way it is down south for renting, because up here, Like, your landlord gets to ring your previous landlord, email them everything. Your first month's deposit goes into a government thing that your landlord has to put in and say you're the tenant, blah, blah, blah. And if you damage the property, wreck the property, the government, the landlord takes pictures, sends it to this government website that takes your money. And if it's damaged, you don't get your money back and you can be brought to court, everything. It's all done so official. I mean, background checks, everything before you get a property up here. It's like trying to buy a house, but you're only renting.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello, I'm grand. You?
Well, Laura, what did you want to say on this? Yeah. A HAP tenant or a landlord wants to be able to not take HAP tenants by law. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, seeing the pictures, that's very shocking. And like the likes of, like your caller was saying, like, you know, the genuine HAP tenant, good HAP tenants, like that, you know, are looking for a place to access HAP. It's kind of unfair in those. But I do think with like any county council that takes on, like if anybody's on the housing list and are eligible for HAP, there should be a stricter kind of process in relation to HAP. Like if you're like going for a property and like let's say the landlord or landlady accepts HAP, there should be kind of like an inspection or kind of like a thing to follow up on the tenant's previous properties, like if they were a good tenant or like, you know, a character reference, that type of thing, or looking into their background and what type of person they are before they get that property. So then it kind of cuts back on all of that, those issues.
But you would like to think, you know, if somebody qualifies for HAP, a landlord would, you know, wouldn't be wrong in thinking, well, at least this person has been scrutinised in some way, but obviously not.
Well, it's in kind of, well, if you look at both sides, like with the landlord as well, like if they're renting their property out and that's happening a lot, it's kind of unfair to the landlord too, you know. Like, I know I'm a HAP tenant, but like, it's hard, like, as a single person as well, if you're on the housing list. And especially for single people, and it takes ages to get something on the housing list, it's harder again because you're trying to find something. Like, with HAP is kind of like a thing that can kind of tide you over until you're picked on the housing list. And for single people,
That's exactly what it's designed for. It's
like if you're a couple, like with a child, like you're kind of quicker to get off the housing list. So HAP is a kind of like a stepping stone, especially for single people if they're, you know, to not pay as much rent.
Okay, so let me ask you then. You are a HAP tenant. Was it difficult for you to get somewhere to rent?
Like, you know, in some places, I was renting a place that accepts HAP, but I'm renting somewhere else. But like, I don't be getting them in trouble or anything, but like they don't accept HAP, but I can cover the cost, you know, type of things. It's very hard for a single person to get a place. So like,
okay, now, yeah. And the question,
they had issues with the past tenants, but like I'm okay with that. I can afford it, type of thing, you know.
Okay, so in terms of being a HAP tenant and this impression or belief that a lot of landlords have that HAP equals bad tenant who's going to wreck your place. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and I think it is because of the case that it's hardly, they're not paying the full rent, if that makes sense, or it's probably that thing of like you're not paying that much, so I don't have to like
care for it as much. Okay, so as a HAP tenant, well, like, then as a HAP tenant yourself, Laura, have you ever wrecked the place?
No, and that's the thing. Like I find, like, I'm a single person, and I'm working full time. Like, you know, I'm not like on dole or something like that. Like, I am working. It's just because of my means tested, and like I'm eligible for HAP due to my wage. Like, so, but as a single person trying to find somewhere for renting, and then especially the renting market, you're at that stage of, well, I need a roof over my head, and you know, I don't want to be kicked out. So you're kind of more self-conscious and like looking after the place, so then like you're able to, you know, stay longer, that type of thing. Obviously with the inspection every 6 months, then I'm going to inspect the property to see if they would like you to stay in or a year, you know, that type of thing. So
okay, so the onus needs to be more on the landlord then, and this guy Jeff, his property wouldn't have fallen into such disrepair if he had checked it more often.
The thing is, with the RTB, there is this thing that the landlord should be inspecting the property every 6 months, and there should be like a review then, like, you know, if they want the tenant to stay. So with the tenancy agreement, like they have all that rules and regulations and the thing. Now, I don't know what the way the landlord and the tenant were, if he was inspecting the property regularly or probably trusted the tenant that we don't really have to check the property. There's that argument as well. But usually landlords would have to give a notice, say, look, I'm going to inspect the property on such a day at such time. And then the tenant agrees with that, and then they inspect the property to make sure it's in good order.
Okay, but you do have, by the sounds of it, some sympathy for a landlord like Jeff, who was badly stung on two occasions by HAP tenants.
Yeah. Well, I have had like both sides, because I've had issues in the past where I was in a property where it wasn't in good condition, like a damp and stuff like that in the property. And sometimes, as being a good tenant, some landlords take advantage of that. And I've had that before, like, you know, so I know good, the two sides of things, you know, and I do have good landlords as well in the past. So it's like good and bad. I've had experiences. Yeah.
All right. Stay with me for a second, if you can, please, Laura. Sorry.
Yeah, can I just say as well about you saying, and Laura saying as well, that the landlord should regularly check the property. You shouldn't have to.
No, ideal world, you shouldn't have to. But that's assuming that you chose the tenant correctly.
Because you're not renting the house out to, they're not farmyard animals. Like, they're human beings, grown adults, yeah, that should be able to look after a house. And I'm sorry, every time I look at the photographs that were sent to us, I just get annoyed when I see that door handle pulled off and wear and tear is blamed.
Another photograph is a broken sink. A sink that's literally smashed.
I'm living in a house with three kids, as you know, who are like animals sometimes. No, they are.
But are any of your sinks smashed?
No, I don't know how you would even, if you asked me to go home now and smash my sink, I wouldn't know how to do it. I didn't see that photograph. Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's a smashed sink.
How do you smash a sink?
Good question. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Well, Jess, what do you want to say on this?
No, I actually, at first I was like, no, that's a bit unfair now to tear them all with one brush. But now that I hear the whole context of it, I don't blame them. I honestly don't blame them. I wouldn't.
Okay, but the bottom line is that he's had two bad experiences, but only two. You can't brand everybody the same.
Yeah, what do you do if it's a third time unlucky or then a fourth time unlucky?
Okay, so
people choose to live in pigsties. People choose the way they live.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as we can see from the damage from the photographs that this guy Jeff sent to us, the people in his
property, she's gonna wreck her that forever home. I guarantee. I give it a month; it's gonna be a kick.
Well, stay there for one second if you can, please, Jess, because Martin, you were arguing that landlords need to accept that things get broken, that stuff gets pulled off walls, that there's holes in walls, that it's just wear and tear.
And I am listening to this show a long time, and I'm telling you now, all them landlords hate putting money in their pockets. That's all it is. I've seen places that you wouldn't put a dog, and the county council are trying to say, also I've seen worse handed out. So how in the name of it, they're just hungry bastards.
Okay, but in this case, in the case of Martin, he had an apartment and his apartment was destroyed by a HAP tenant, and he spent $5,000 doing the place back up again to rent it out again, and then 2 years later, $11,000 worth of damage done to his
apartment.
You
have to keep on top of these things, Ed, you know what I mean?
It's his fault that the place got wrecked.
Look, Adam, if you're a landlord, yeah, and you're a businessman, you're going to keep an eye on these things, yeah? Of course you are. And if you don't, you're a bobshite. And then when the shit hits the fan, it's, oh, it cost me this and it cost me that. they say that it'll cost me 11 grand. It probably cost them two.
Well, you know what I mean? I've seen the photographs.
I have seen the photographs,
and I can only imagine how expensive it was to put that place back together again.
Well, what you're almost saying, Martin, which is ridiculous, is you're saying the landlord can well afford 11 grand to fix up.
Of course they can, Jeremy.
No, they can't.
Of course they can. Just stop. They're supposed to keep an eye on the place, and if you have any problems, you ring them to come out. My sister's in a half house 20 years, yeah? And I swear to God to you, I was going down paying and keeping it up to date and all, and she asked them for something, and I had to get on the phone to him, like, and his wife said to me, well, it's none of your effing fucking business. So I said, no problem, but you'll be sorry for saying that, because I never
was looking. What was your sister looking for from the landlord?
She was looking, because it's a half house, she needed a washing machine.
She's not about one herself in DID?
Well, no, generally speaking, an apartment or whatever would come furnished.
Well,
with
it sounds like a landlord, like, you know what I mean, to look after that side of us. But it's a half house. So, she's a couple of kids, and anyways, Jeremy, you know what I mean? It's not as if she's the one making thousands, you know?
Okay, so hang on. So this landlord, who, by the way, is an accidental landlord, that's how he describes himself, is renting out this property in Stony Batter. 11 grand's worth of damage was done, and you're basically saying, tough, suck it up, it is what it is.
Get proper tenants. Do you know what I mean? Common sense, like.
Well, no, that's his argument, you see. He said at the very start of his message, I will sell my property before renting it out to a hap tenant again. In other words, he blames the tenant that he took in. And because they're in receipt of hap, he believes they just no respect.
Go away, all that. That's ridiculous. So that's putting everybody down there in the same boat. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question, Martin. I'm looking at a photograph in this house of a radiator pulled off the wall. Is that wear and tear?
Well, if it was pulled off the wall, or was it hanging off the wall?
Well, it's hanging. No, I don't know. It was all.
You know, how old is the house?
What does it matter? How old? Sorry, I
radiators. Come on. Radiators tend not to just fall off walls. They have to be pulled or reefed off the wall.
Let me ask you the question.
Well, wear and tear, guys.
So a radiator.
Hanging off a wall.
You have to keep an eye on the property. Every six months,
you shouldn't have to keep your eye on radiators. Radiators are nailed into walls. And
hold on a minute. I'll give you a good one, Jeremy. Yeah, your man sent up a fella to put in a new cooker for my sister. You know, and can't love him, like. And the arsehole he sent up, he was standing beside me 1 minute. And then the next minute, he was down the bottom of the kitchen because he sent up one of them, you know, cowboy builders. Sure, man didn't know how to fucking do it.
Yep. But Martin, Martin, this radiator would have been in the house when the house was built. I've never.
And by the way, the house doesn't look very old. They're fairly new looking doors, albeit with the reefed off the doors.
How often does he go and see that property?
Again, you're almost victim blaming. This is something that happened to him, and you're saying, well, it's your fault.
How is it his fault that a radiator was pulled? By the way, I would imagine just looking at that, Adrian, because it's in the kids.
Well, if that was the case with me, I'd have fucked him straight out.
Well, I'm looking at this. This radiator that was pulled off the wall is in the kid's bedroom. So I'm imagining the kid was let jump up on the radiator or swing out of the radiator. And that's wear and tear.
Well, he should have been down there every 6 months. Any problems, you're getting the fuck out.
Okay, so
you're blaming
the landlord.
Come on now. Hold on, Adrian. You know yourself. Mention money to a landlord. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know. I only got that done there now fucking 5 years ago, you know. It's, you know, that should have lasted a bit longer. I'm telling you, man.
The argument is wear and tear is needing a new coat of paint. Wear and tear isn't the place falling asunder, as we can see.
But if you had a couple of properties, would you not keep your eye on them every 6 months, no?
If I had time. Some landlords, especially accidental landlords, they're not big businessmen.
Well, then, hold on a minute. If you have a couple of houses now, you're doing all right. So if you can't look after them, you pay someone to say, right, I haven't got the time to do that. So there's a couple of quid. Go out and make sure
they're
happy.
Okay, so it's the landlord's fault, in your opinion, that the house fell to rack and ruin.
Yes, 100%.
Jess, what do you say to that? That look, at the end of the day, a landlord has to expect a bit of wear and tear.
No, I don't buy it. Radiators don't just fall off. They're not plasma screen TVs. People choose the way they live. They choose whether to be in a pigsty or not. And honestly, landlords, right, never mind 6 months, whatever, they should be able to show up whenever the hell they want and you don't get any notice.
No, they
I don't know why they have to give notice.
Yeah, but they
I think
do.
That's bullshit. But because, it's their property.
Yeah, I know
they
that.
They should be able to show up whenever the hell they want.
I know,
you don't
but it is...
You're just staying there.
While
the tenant is there, it is their home and you can't just barge into somebody's home.
No, it's not their home. It's not their home. They're just staying there.
It's not their house, it's their home. It's where they're living.
Property. He should be allowed to show up whenever the hell he wants, because that way he can say what the hell happened here. Why is the radiator flying off the wall?
Sorry, Martin, say that again, please.
He should give them a bit of notice. I'll be popping in 2 weeks to see how the house is.
Okay, so again, you're blaming him that he obviously didn't do that.
So he obviously thought, like, just money, you know. And then when the shit hits the fan, it's also, why didn't I have a look at that place, like, you know.
But you'd like to think that when you're giving somebody a house that their kid isn't going to jump up on the
It doesn't always work out that way.
Well, it does, because I'm telling you now, the kids in my house, my kids who live in my house would not be allowed to jump up on the radiators and pull
Neither
them off.
Would mine, let
and,
me tell you.
And pull them off the walls. You know why?
Neither would mine.
You know why? Because we pay for it and we know how much a plasterer costs to get.
Exactly. Martin, so, Jeremy, if you had a house, would you not keep an eye on it every now and again?
No, because I would trust that the people aren't going to be animals, that they're not going to behave like animals.
But sort of like you say, I'm asking you these things to get a house anyway, so you have to keep an eye on these places.
Okay, stay there for a second, because I've been asked to play a voice note that's just come in to us from Neil. I've been asked to play this for you. Have a listen.
Lads, I just think Martin is wrong on this one. No, nobody deserves that, getting the house wrecked for no reason. Not all landlords have money. Not all landlords have money. Some of them are just living off the rent and scraping by as well, if you ask me. But there you go. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. And a lot more coming in. Let me bring in David, who used to be a HAP tenant.
Hey, lads. Great show there, as usual. I used to be a HAP tenant. Now, I thought I was a great HAP tenant. You know, I painted the house for him, you know, top to bottom. I fixed, you know, the shed in the backyard, and I fixed everything around the house, you know. So I was kind of one of these, you know, good tenants that has been talking about. But a lot of people now, the way around the whole HAP thing is, they don't say anything about HAP when they go for the house. They say, oh yeah, that's great, yeah, I'm working whatever it is, blah blah blah. And then, like, you know, a month or two into their lease, they say that they got let go and they have to go on HAP. And then you can't, the landlord can't refuse the HAP. So that's how they're kind of, that's how these people are getting in, you know. They're just saying that they didn't work or whatever like that, and then, you know, 4 to 6 weeks later, oh no, I lost my job now, I have to go on HAP. So the most that they ever have to do is come up with like 1 month's rent. The rest is on the HAP then.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, la, la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Grand, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I sent in photographs there of the house next door to me that was rented out to a HAP tenant and her four grown kids and her daughter-in-law and grandchild. And when they moved out, about a week after they moved out, the landlord came down because they moved out early. And I hadn't met him before. It's a private estate, like. And I hadn't met him before. And when I pulled up, I went, oh, hi. And I looked, and this man was in tears. I actually thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Because of the state of his... And I'm looking at the photographs here, Angela. And they are even worse than the photographs that Jeff sent us in the first place. My God almighty, the damage to that place is unreal.
Let me just describe the bathroom. So the bathroom... is literally like a skip. It's like
it's not an exaggeration. Yeah,
there's literally things just thrown all over the ground. It's absolute. The toilet, I don't know how. So was there kids? Yeah. Was there kids living in this house?
there was a grandchild under the age of one.
Oh my God, it's totally unsanitary. The bathroom is...
And can you... It's unhygienic. Like, as I said, they had a dog, right? That dog was never outside. There was no poo in the garden.
So the dog was shitting in the house as well.
You can see stains on the carpet. That was dog shit.
That's unbelievable, that I have to say. Those photographs are really shocking.
There was dead mice, dead rats in the wardrobes. The hot press, when you opened it, was like, it was, do you know what? It was like someone went in with, a 10-kilo bag of rice and threw it out on top. That's the mice poo that fell down.
And your point is that this particular landlord, and as you've heard from a number of our callers, they like to brandish landlords as rich, nasty people making money off the poor man. This particular landlord was nearly inconsolable with...
This is 23 grand. 23 grand. It took him to get that house. He had to rip up the floorboards. He had to rip up the carpets. He had to rip out some of the windows. He had to rip out radiators, the kitchen. The whole lot, like, had to be stripped. And he didn't get a single penny from the council.
Okay, and I'm sure they did. They probably just said, well, you can keep the deposit, which is probably what he did. But
that's it, yeah.
But nothing more than that. So let me ask you then, was that tenant, firstly, a HAP tenant?
HAP tenant, and you know what? She went from that shit to a brand new house.
Oh, she got the forever home, did she?
She got her forever home. Fair juice to her. Isn't that lovely?
That's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
I'm looking at the photograph of the bedroom. Are we allowed to put these photographs up or are they private?
Yeah, go on, check it. I don't give a shite.
So the bedroom, let me just describe the bedroom to people. It's an attic bedroom by the looks of it. And
yeah, it's a five-bedroom house.
Oh my God.
It's the same as ours.
The bedroom, like, I've seen student digs look better than this. This just looks like... Yeah. It just looks like a dirt.
It's undescribable.
Yeah, I actually can't. I can't describe how dirty the photograph feels. Dirty.
It does.
It's
How
could let me ask Angela then, and this comes back to what Jeff said at the very start, because he's had two bad experiences with HAP tenants. He's never going to take a HAP tenant again, even though that's against the law. Do you think that landlord should be able to discriminate against HAP tenants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? The council and the government, he should be able to go to them and go, that's what happened. That's why I'm not letting them in. That is my house. You can come and see it. If that happens, right, to anyone that is on HAP, this is exactly this is the way it should go. If you are good enough, right, and it is good enough, and I'm sorry, I don't care what anyone says. If you're good enough to rent out on HAP and that happens to you, you should be able to go and go, look, I did it out of the goodness of my heart. I said, okay, I'll give them a chance. And that's what they did. Not again. And they should be struck off the list for HAP. That's what should happen.
Okay. And somebody like Jeff should have the right to actively, to even advertise HAP tenants need not apply.
Yeah, exactly. Like my landlord saw that house next door and he turned around to me and he goes, that is why I thank the Lord that you're in my house. He said, because you treat my house like it's your home. I'm renting.
Okay, but not every HAP tenant.
Not everyone is like that.
We just heard one a couple of minutes ago who sounded like a really decent skin does work in the house to keep the place spick and span.
Yeah.
He'd be discriminated against as well.
I know he would, but that's why I'm saying this is what should happen. This is what should happen. If a HAP tenant has left your house like that, you should be allowed to rent to who you want because of that.
Okay,
I can tell you what should happen if you are a HAP tenant. This is the other thing, because we were fuming over this. A couple of the neighbours, like, because she was well-to-do. She walked out of that house. She worked. She walked out of that house like butter wouldn't melt, right? And what we were saying should have been done is she should have been, the council should have taken that on and turned around and gone, no, you are not getting a brand new house off us. I would have taken the brand new house off of her.
All right, but they didn't, and that's unfortunate for that landlord. I want to squeeze in just a couple more messages before we wrap this up. This is Mark.
You can't discriminate against everybody on HAP. That's just fucking ridiculous. But if person receiving HAP does cause damage, HAP should be removed. The council pays the landlord, and then the cost of the damage is automatically taken from that person who caused the damage and paid back to the council. They never receive HAP again. They end up on the street. Fuck them.
All right. And another message from Keith.
Yeah, lads. As you can see there, the landlord doesn't want any more HAP tenants, right? He wants these people coming in that's getting fucking mega money, cash, off the social welfare. You know, for the bit. What he means basically is he's not taking any Irish on. Anybody who will give him extra money, like what the Ukrainians are doing, you know, that's the game he's playing. You want to be fucking blind not to see it. And before you say, yeah, I know it's a migrant again, I'm not saying it in an angry fucking voice, I'm just saying it how it is. The dogs on the streets know what it is. You two, especially fucking Dixon, you know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what is.
Keith, as he is wont to do, has turned this whole conversation about bad tenants into a conversation about Ukrainians and asylum seekers.
By the way,
how you managed to do that? Not one of these people, by the way, were foreigners. But he's arguing that the landlord's just going to move the foreigners in, and the Irish people won't be able to get somewhere to stay. It's discrimination against Irish people.
Anyway, just be careful who you're renting out to.
Well, obviously. That's a fairly
clearly
simple
not.
Statement
clearly
of fact.
Not.
You hear you like to think you know somebody, or you think they're a decent person when you meet them, and then they turn into filthy animals.
I just don't know how humans can live like
no,
that.
No, neither do I.
I really
neither
don't.
Do I. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.